You ain't seen nothing yet. He halted in Vav Daf Lamed Beis. Lev Tabarli Elokim. We're up to more on Daf Lamed Beis on the Beis. We're up to the more over here. It says, let's start from.
You ripped through a little bit too fast at the end.
Let's start from Amar Belozer Gadol Tainus Yisrael. That's stuck. Okay, top the top. The top Lamed Beis on the Beis. The top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. What do I need? Your karbanah. And then when you spread your hands, I'm not going to listen to you. Even then. So it's mashma, even. It's a double pashut. I'm not going to accept your korbanos, but even when you spread your hands and you dive between tefillah, even then I'm not going to listen to the difference. That tefillah is greater than korbanos.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
It says it's the next thing in the pasuk. It says the whole pasuk reads, "Lamali." Look on the side of the Gemara Gimel. Lamali roiv zivchechem yem Hashem savati oilois elim v'chelim marim. And the next pasuk is.
What is this in context? What's going on there?
Yeshaya.
Is this a Zara situation?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, everything together. A terrible cactus source. Okay, that's hard to have to stop sometimes just to absorb the pain. What it means over here is that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi over here says, look at Rashi. Elav de gedoyle tfila kevan de amar lamali roiv zivchechem. Lamuli su uvi farischem hafilu zivchechem nami lo nechalei.
It's greater.
Again, yeah. It's later in the sequence of psukim. Right. We laid this when Shabbos Chazoin. Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amoitz. Hashem says, what do I need all of you? Right before you, Tisha B'Av, what do I need all of your korbanos for? What benefit are they to me? And then Hashem goes on to say, and when you raise your hands in prayer, I'm not going to listen to your prayers. Question, if we already said that Hashem will not accept our sacrifices, certainly Hashem is not going to accept to Ella. The fact that Hashem has said that I'm not going to accept you just indicates that tefillah is even greater than korbanos. Next. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol hakohen shorag yitzei nefesh lo yiseh eskap lo v'kohen, that killed the person should not raise his hands. Why did it dafka ha-nefesh? What? Bichshanim. Why is the word nefesh? Why didn't it say hakohen shorag? There it says, even a coin that's mevaze, his chover berabim, even that is not allowed. He's not going to be an instrument, a conduit for Kedusha. What? Who coin would kill? No, who coin would kill someone? It means he goes and he causes the person to suffer. He's not a nice guy. Lo yises kabut shenemar, yideichem damim moleyo. Your hands are full of blood. Amar, Rabbi Elazar, Yom Shkabi Samidosh, Ninalu, Shari Tvi, the gates have been closed. Shenemar, Gamki, Etzahak, Va. This is a pasuk in Eicha, which is a critical pasuk, which says that on the day when I cry out, sosam means shut out. This is the reason why on Tisha B'Av we do not say tachan, the real reason. The Velt says, because it's called the Moed, Kara Alai Moed, Lishbar Bachuroi, a festival. In the simple translation of the pasuk, the moed there is not a good term. It means a moed, a day of designation to destroy my children. So we make a drasha. Moed means it's a festival. It's not the real reason why we do not say tachanon. The reason why we do not say tachanon tishon is because of this pasuk. Sosam tefilasi. My prayers have been shut out. The ikar power of prayer culminates in tachanon. And if Hashem does not want to hear our prayers, we do not say tachnun, and that's for that reason. Also, we do not say tiskabel. We do not say by ma'ariv and by shachris tiskabel tzolay sahayin, because tiskabel means accept our prayers. Hashem says sosam tefilasi. My prayers have been shut out of heaven.
But why bother davening at all?
Why? Because you have to die. You have to try your best. You have to do something in the middle.
It's Shemon Esri asking Hashem for different.
In Chanami, you can't just not die. The Tzidkiyah of Tefillah culminates in Tachanun, in the Bakasha of Tiskabel Tzolay Sahayin. You still have to die. We don't wear Tefillin. Why not? Same reason.
It's
more than that. Tefillin is Blush Yachas Tefillah. The Tefillin are the tools of prayer. when you daven, a soldier goes to war with his weapons. You go to pray with your tefillin. Since Hashem does not want to hear our prayers, we keep the antenna inside. We don't take out the antenna.
Not to go off at all, but this week's parasha, the Klei Yoko and Yibashal Parah, says, Cher pipios biyodam.
Double-edged sword.
Pipios is a pair, Loshon Rabim, the pair of tefillah and the pair of learning Torah.
Hakol kol Yaakov. Even though the Shari Tula have been closed, Shari Dima Leninalu. Shari Dima is the Ezras Noshim. And the women, they know how to cry.
Isn't this our Dima also?
You ever see a man cry by davening? Not by davening, I don't know. Women that can cry, that's what some of the Rebbes, they would be back, but they're not going to be the Reis HaKnesset until the Ezras Noshim is complete. Because you need the Shari Dima. In order for the tzilus to go to Shemayim, what I'm saying, Drush, Shenemar, Shama Tefilosi Hashem, Hashem, you heard my prayer. V'shavosi Hazina El Dimosi Al Techarash. Do not be silent. Do not be silent to my tears. Al Techarash. Do not be silent to my tears. The tears, the ikar. Rava leGazar Tanisa B'yama De'eva. On a day when it was cloudy, there's no tainis. Why? Mishum Shenemar Sakoisa. You envelop yourself be'anon. Loch me'avar tefillah. People need visual stimulus. If they go outside and they see that it's cloudy outside, so they get the impression that the heavens are closed. People need to see an open sky. You need to have some stimulation in life, some spice in life, in order to stimulate you to daven. If it's cloudy outside, it's not a good day to daven.
If they needed a tinus for some reason, like Gaza,
doesn't matter.
If they need it, they need it.
So it seems that it was not an emergency. You ask a very good question. I would assume that it means that we could do it tomorrow.
There's certain prerequisites that we learn from tinus when you have to have a tinus.
That's right. So it could be that not necessarily. It could be that you need tinus one day a week or one day a year. Let's say Shavuot. Okay, we're now in Shavuot. Yeah, you're supposed to fast one day a week. You can pick the day. Okay, the minute became the Thursday, but it used to be you pick any day you want. So too, today is not a good day. Shavuot, once a day, yeah. Once a week. When you do it? If you fast one day a week? I wouldn't fast, never. Vaita, v'ama, Rebbe Loza, I can't live without my coffee. Creature comforts. V'ama, Rebbe Loza, v'yamcha, b'yamcha, 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 nifzka, chemes, barzel. It's been nifzka. Posak, it's been
barzel being Yisrael. That sounds good. Yeah, I know what you hung up on over here. Sounds good.
So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Nifsika. What do you have in your article to say? Vashteta nifsika.
That's sadikay by nifsika.
What?
It sounds good. That means it's not a problem.
Nifsak chaymas barzel. I think it means it was spread out. Doesn't mean that it was
sadikay.
What?
So nifsika is ches sadikay.
Ches
chitza.
Abachitza.
Separation,
because when nifsika means it was spread out, like choymas barzel ben Yisrael lavim shabashamayim shnamar v'yaton now v'yaton you kach lucha machavas barzel a pan. Hashem spoke to Yecheskel, take a pan of barzel. My mouth hurts me so much. I spoke so much lashon hara. Hashem is causing yisum nerayim from these kankers. What? Oh yeah. V'yata kach lucha machavas barzel v'nasata ischa. You shall put a kier wool barzel beincha v'beinu between you and the city. So this is a dugma. Yecheskel took the pan. Hashem told him to make this dugma between him and the city as a way. He made a make believe city like a Lego. Oh, that's mafsika. That's mafsika. A machitza that separates between Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the dugma was Yecheskel. He made a make believe city of Lego. And then he took a pan, and he put the pan between himself and the Lego. He was Hashem, and the Lego city was Yerushalayim, and the pan was the mechitza shel barzel between Yerushalayim and the Ribbono Shel Olam. This was a dogma, a marshal for the people to pay attention, to take Musa. Along Shon Esrei, you're not going to be empty-handed. Menol, how you know this? Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar, Voes, Balo, Lashem, Uchsev Asrei, Vayishma, Hashem, Elai, Gamba, Pa, Mahi, Aydav, Hashem. And Hashem listened. A person davens too hard, it's no good.
Ma'ayinba
means you investigate. Mitzapa, you yearn that Hashem should answer you.
He's expecting
Hashem should answer you. A ball, you can have heartache. Shnemar toicheles mimushacha mimushacha means sustained, like moshuch to spread out. That a prayer that is sustained, it's expanded, machalolev causes pain of the heart, heartburn.
Why? Because you demand.
You daven so hard. When a person is too good, you have expectations, unrealistic expectations.
You should daven and it would come with behesach hadas.
Person in life, it happens very often. You have unrealistic expectations, and then you're very disappointed. Vaita, my takante, yas like Torah. What do you need? Some gasoline to get what you want in this world? Torah. Shenem avetz chayim, a tree of life, ta'ava boha, your desires come. What? It's chayim, Torah. Eitz chayim hi. Torah brings ta'ava. Tavava, what you desire in life, you get.
They say,
what a shidduch, you get a shidduch.
You want money? They
say, expect nothing, be grateful for everything.
Beautiful, beautiful. You get whatever you want. You get a shidduch, you get parnasa, you get gezunt. Ve'in eitz chayim ela teire. Shenemar, eitz chayim ela machas ikba. Lo kasha. Ha demarech umayim ba. Oh, we have a stira.
It said before
that you could have a tefillah b'mushacha. It's machala tachal. You have a heartache. And here it says, you get whatever you want. Answer is, the key word is ma'ayin ba. If you have Torah, then you'll succeed. But without Torah, we have a stira.
Before we talk about tefillah, now we're talking about Torah.
No, we have two psukim. Go back. Look, go back. What are we going to say? Kolamachud glasa ain't glasa says reka. Right, you get to get whatever you want. But Moshe Rabbeinu, ini. Then there was the kasha. Really, what it says,
tochelas mimushacha nachlalei. That's a stira right there.
Stira, right? That's a stira. The stira.
That's
is,
coming to answer now.
Rabbi, yes, the stira is Rabbi Chanan. If you learn Torah, that's not a stira. If you learn Torah, you get whatever you want. But let's say you don't learn, you just daven a long davening. We have a stira. The beginning
it says the answer is
expectations. If you daven long Shema Yisrael, it's a good zach. But if you daven a long davening and Ayinba, that's a very hard word to touch. What that means, it means expectations. Ayinba means you analyze. Expectations. Exactly. If you have unrealistic expectations.
And that causes the person's averis to be
reserved. It reminds me of a story where a guy did Asa Kadesh Hashrenu and he ended up. He was very mock when he didn't become rich. He was very upset.
Yeah. But the answer to that is that so Ezo Osha Samech Bechelke.
That's one answer. The other answer someone gave was Meir Chateisa that the Shiris is a Maman. Maybe it's
Shema Yigroi Machet. All of these Segulas and Chazal are all good and fine, provided there are no other Averis. There are Averis. Shema Yigroi Machet. It means nothing.
I can tell you, I know somebody over the last 50 years. Whether from the last 50s, maybe even longer.
He's got
a little thing, little booklets, little things. Every penny that he made, and this person is tremendously Sameach Bechelka. That's an usher. It's my father. My father's been doing it.
Is there usher?
Sameach
Bechelka.
Exactly. The greatest usher is.
Never ever saw someone get rich from being a sandik. Never happened.
You
become a sandik, you get rich. It's the school of Ashiras, the Keteres. Never happened. Someone got rich becoming a sandik.
At least that you don't know about.
Chazals, but what they say is regular. They say that if a person was meant to be Agmas Nefesh, it's not going to happen. No one today is in the school's not going to get you anywhere today because Yigam Echait. So the school's not going to work. But the school's work that it saves you from Agmas Nefesh, you would have had. It's mechaper.
Interesting.
Vaita, but you need a moon for that.
Amar, Chama, Rabbi Chanina,
Imbroi, Adam, Shay, Spalav, Vavoloi, Nana, Yachsa, Vida, Daven, Nachamol, Daven again. Shenemar, Kavil Hashem, and Vosei, Chazak, Viyame, Sibecha, Vikavil Hashem.
Why not bring Moshe Rabbeinu?
Moshe Rabbeinu, Daven again?
And he was answered halfway.
Halfway. Okay, but over here he's saying you get okay. Obviously, all these Bamar Chazal need a lot of Hezber, which I do not know. Torah 1, Arbot Shul Chizuk, there are four things in Chizuk. The Elohim, Torah, you always need Chizuk in Torah. Ma'isim Torahim, do good deeds. The Tzil of their hearts. The Tzil needs Chizuk in their hearts. What do you mean by their hearts? Midois Toivois. Be a mensch. Rashi, im Uman hu le umdasai, vim seicher hu le schayrasai, vim ish mulcham hu le mulchamte. Not like what I said. I said what I would like to say. But das balabayis hebuch mi das teira. Rashi says der cheretz means yuparnasa. Retraining, adult education. You have to go, if you're in the business of computers, you have to go to a seminar to learn new skills. If you're a construction, you have to get a new axe. You have to mechazik yourself in your parnasa, otherwise your parnasa gets stale and you're going to lose out to the competition. You always need refresher courses.
That's the chizik
and derech you're talking about. That's derech. If not for Rashi, what would I would say? I would say you need to mechazik musa. Musa. So Mishol Salanta. Right? Mishol Salanta says...
Is, what's the chilik really in that taich? There's not much of a chilik.
There is a chilik because midois toivais is a bazundra. This yishor. This, I really think this is what I'm
talking about.
Mishol Salanta was mechadeish. The brisk they held, you don't need to learn musa. If you learn a daf gemara memel, you'll be about it's like castor oil, you'll be about Yeshua that was chaylik very strongly. He says no such thing. You have to learn musa. If you don't learn musa, you get nowhere. Vayta tayra meister chazak lishmar velasos kol tayra chazak b'tayra ve'emat be strong b'maisim tayvim. Tefillah minayin shnemar kavela Hashem chazak v'amisgam kavela Hashem. Derech Eretz minayin shnemar chazak v'nis chazak ba'ad ameinu. Behalf of our people. And what is the context of that pasuk? Oy samach in the start of the Gemara. The context of that pasuk is chazak v'nis chazak ba'ad ameinu uva'ad orei elokeinu. V'Hashem yasa toy b'yeinav. Hashem will do whatever he wants. So what does that refer to? What does that refer to? Apostle? I do not know. What? What is that referring to? Chazak in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perik Yud Pasuk Yud Beis Chazak in this Chazak Biad Amenu Uva'ad Orei Elokeinu V'Hashem Yaseh Hatoy Bienav. I think that's referring to the Malachim that I think Chizkiyah that Hashem's going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So you have to do okay. I don't know exactly. I don't know what this means. I have to go weiter. I don't know. Chazak means chazak. But I mean, that person will be. But I mean, more than Gedrosh refers to derech eretz.
Batoymer.
Tzioin azovani Hashem. Hashem shichichoni. Hashem forgot about me. Hashem abandoned me. Hashem abandoned me. Hashem forgot about me. Hainu azu. In fact, they want this the same exact meaning. The same words mean the same thing. Hainu azu. Hainu shichuchol. Amal erushlag hashem. We're talking about knesset. Look like a shrachad b'shalom. Adam noisa yishal ishtoi. Alashu yishayna zoyche maise harishayna. Ata azav tani ushechachtan. In other words, are we clever that even a man marries a second wife, Rachman Litzlan? What?
Before
Chaim, the Rabbeinu Gershon. No. I want to make something clear to you. It's clear. People they think.
Ishna Sefes.
Ishna
Sefes.
Ishna. No, no, no.
Ishna no. Sefes. Alishna Rishona. Rishona Magisha Pegua Vazuva. She feels slighted. There's another wife in the picture. Yaakov Avinu married.
He says it from the art scroll. I don't like that
it's
shot.
Not the art scroll. I ain't Rashi.
The Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, there is no Rashi.
What's it talk about?
There is no Rashi. I don't like that shot. I don't like that shot.
Who's the wife that feels slighted?
No one feels slighted.
Of course they feel slighted.
A man loses a wife and he marries a second wife. He'll always remember the first wife. He'll go on her yard site. He'll remember the first wife.
Adam
noisei
isha
al ishtoi, a second wife al isha rishayna. Zoicher, he will remember maiseh rishayna. So even though his first wife is gone, he'll remember the second wife. And a klai yishol says to me, "Baruch Shalom, you totally forgot about us completely. Now you've got rid of us, and you took another nation, chveis, whatever it is, and we're in Galus. You have no recollection we ever existed. That's the complaint."
Ata azavtani
ushechachtani. I know a woman who got a second marriage. A woman she remarried, and in her bedroom she hung up on a big picture of her first husband. Yeah. Yeah, Maisa. Amalah. She's the only woman, but she wanted. She couldn't. Amalah. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beat my daughter. Yud beis mazalis borasi brakiyak. Yud beis brakiyos. V'al kol mazul umazul borasi loy shloishim chal 30 soldiers. The al kol chayal v'chayal borasi loy shloishim legion. Each soldier has 30 legion battalions. The al kol legion v'legion borasi loy created shloishim rahatoin. The al kol rahatoin v'rahatoin borasi loy shloishim kiratoin. The al kol kiratoin v'kiratoin borasi loy shloishim gastro. Bialkol gasra gasra was talis lo shloish meos vishish mechamish alf eriboy. So there's really 10 times 10,000. Kai chavim kenegid yimai sachama v'kulun loy barasi ella b'shvileich v'at amart azavtani ushechachtani. I did not forget you. This is what Hashem says back. So over here, someone sent me a text and it says how many, what the number, what we do all the math. You want to know what the number is?
10 to the 18th power.
10 to the 18th power is an enormous number. All of these are different for Klal Yisrael. Hashem says it's not true. I never got you. Vayit in the Gemara, Ha'tishkach isha ula. Does a woman forget her baby? Does a mother ever forget her child? Omar in a hot car? Omar, Kach Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach Oilois, Mormon Zrasha Oilois, Elim, Upitre, Richamim, Shekrafta, Lefonai, Bamidbar, Mormon makes Darajosh Ula, Al Tikoi Ula. El
Oila.
Ula. But Mavikay means Ula. The Shurik means her child, her baby. The Gemara makes a drasha. Al Tikri Ula. But rather Oila. A carbon Oila. Did I forget the Oilois that the Jewish people offered to me in the desert? I did not forget them.
Why don't I go back to the carbon from Avraham Avinu by the carbon Akeis Yitzhak?
Because we're going, I don't know. Because there's the word Oila. Who says he would have carbon Oila?
What was it?
Yitzhak didn't die.
Excuse me. But it wasn't carbon Oila. Zichah was a carbon Oila.
Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know.
That's what we remember.
Good cash.
That's what we remember. Rosh Hashanah. We don't remember the Oilois in the Midbar.
Lech Tech Acharai by Midbar Yeritz Lezu. Hashem doesn't need any carbon either. I don't know. You're not going to forget, so you never go. It's a two-edged sword. If Hashem does not forget, so maybe Hashem will not forget the egel. Hashem is selective. There are certain things that Hashem does choose to forget.
Specifically, Hashem will remember poker difkut.
But only beyond Pakti. But if we don't do Averos, if we do not do Averos, I will not forget, we'll not remember it. Good. Okay, so Maskana, we have a Murdik Yisoid. We got today's Dav. Kedai to come tonight to learn this Yisoid. So we take out this Murdik Yisoid here to the king. It was Kedai to come and learn that the Boy Nishalom is selective. He's selective in what he chooses to remember and what he chooses to forget. A person has the ability, it's biyadai in his hand, to decide. It's not all or nothing. You have the ability to decide what you want to forget and what you want to remember. It's an incredible koyach the Eibishter has. He gave to man the ability to be selective in what you want to put your mind to. Unbelievable, right? It's a very healthy thing to forget. If you would not forget, you would see all the pain. You would see all the pain in front of you every single moment. You could not exist. You have to choose to forget pain and focus on the good. But you have to also choose what not to forget. This comes from the Eibishter, who decided to forget the Egel, but chose to remember Sinai. Weiter. Chasidim harishayim, the erste chasidim. Hayu shayin shachas, they delayed 1 hour before davening. Menoh hanimili, amir yishuv levi, amir kra, ashrei yoyishrei veisecha. Those who tarry in your house. Tarry means to have to delay. How long? An hour. Even after the davening, after the yoyd, they're gonna sit. Yisharim es Yeshu. Yisharim es panech from your presence. Tanya nam yachem espal tzoch sheyisher sho achas kaidim tilosai v'sho achas achat tilosai kaidim tos minayin shenemar ashrei yoyshvei veisecha laachat tilosai minayin dursim ach tzadikim yoydu lishmecha Yeshu yisharim es panecha. They daven for 1 hour. This my mechatel tells us that they waited the late hour, 3 hours. It's 9 hours they have davening. How are they able to learn Torah?
The person stay
in
the daven the whole day.
9 hours, I don't know, halavai, but you don't do it. Same thing, it takes an hour. Shemoneh Esrei is an hour, you have to prepare.
Itself was an hour?
Yeah, the whole davening took an hour. The dad we can now live. You have to delay now before the now afterwards. Vayta hecht zifor toras nechem mishlameres umelachdan heachem naases. Ella, what is the answer to me? Toich shechasidim heim the pious toirasam mishlameres umelachdan misbareches. Hermeisa, you can do work very quickly. You do a work in mamish 2 minutes. You have enough parnas for that stuff. Unbelievable. Afilu hamelech shel b'shleimai lo yeshivenu. You should answer him when you're downing Allah Amar Rabbi Yosef Halei Lashon El Malchi Yisrael.
That's these guys.
That the Malchi Yisrael means because the Melech Yisrael knows that you're downing. He sees that Yisrael, he's not going to disturb you. But Aval Malchi Akum, a guy does not understand this. And Nif will kill you.
Where do you see that?
The Gemara says this.
I don't see it.
Because we'll kill you. Anos means a ganaf, a robber, a bad guy. Or a wagon was coming towards him. We said before, when it comes to a guy, you have to stop, cold turkey. And here it says, do not stop, be mekatzer. You have to go and make an evaluation of what the matzav is. If you see the king is coming,
you better say hi in 2 seconds.
It depends. Hinton. Hinton, the guy went out. Empty person. I could have killed you. Hello, he caused me to ask him. I could have killed you. What would happen? He said to me, ask him a question. A Jew always answers a question with a question, right? He asks a question. If you were standing, you're only a tsar. If you were standing in front of the Melchizedek, while you're talking to the king, your cell phone rings while you're talking to the President of the United States. You're in the Oval Office. I know someone told me a story. We went with the OU. They went to Bush W. And they were in the Oval Office. 10 people in the Oval Office in front of Bush W. And a guy's cell phone started ringing there in this meeting with the OU in front of Bush. Bush was very insulted. He said to the guy, you should answer it. It might be important.
Is it?
So he said, that's what Bush W said to the cell
phone.
What?
Who's insulted?
What? Bush was insulted. Bush was basically giving him Musa.
Insulted at what?
That some of them had left
they went the into
on.
The they went
left
into
the ringer on.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
They went into the Oval Office.
I got it.
Yeah. So it's Mamshon have over here. In front of the President of the United States. And then your phone rings. Could you imagine in front of the Oval Office, you sit in front of the President and your phone rings. Would you dare answer it? Hello? Of course not. Let's say Taki, you'd answer your phone in front of the President. Say, Mr. President, wait a second, I have a phone call. Some telemarketer is calling me now over here. Amalei, how you don't chop your head off. Nothing. That's what you'd have done. The answer you when you say to me, Shalom Aleichem. Miyad nispayes. Pilei ploim.
It's a shaila in this whole Gemara. It sounds like a chassid shaila.
Mispayes. He was mispayes. Oisei sar. V'nifta oisei chassid lebeisei l'shalim. In other words, I'll give you an answer. I'll tell you what Shran the Gemara is. Uncleus. Okay, Uncleus became a ger. How did he become a ger? So the king sent a whole army to get him back. Right? So they came into the house. And on the way out, he puts his hand on the mezuzah. And they say to him, what are you doing? So you know what this is? And he explained to them what the mezuzah is. And what happened? They all became ger. Really? You go try that. Go see how that works for you. The teretz is the sincerity that he had in explaining to him what the mezuzah is was so powerful, it was so contagious.
So convincing.
The Chofetz Chaim said to people who would come and go collecting. You go collect. You know what he said to them? I'm giving you a zuchus, an opportunity. Don't do me any favors. I'm doing you the favor. You try to do that today. Okay, I'll go collecting. I'll go to a givir and I'll knock on his door. I want to give you an opportunity. He'll go. He'll throw me out of the house. What kind of mechutzif are you?
What this guy did.
The Chofetz Chaim, when he said, "I'm giving you a zechus," the sincerity was azoy grois. It made a roishim on you. This zelbazach over here. This chos wasn't a chos of shayta. He was the real deal. Mimela, he was able to do this. If I would do this, I wouldn't survive a day.
Not recommended.
Exactly. This was because of the true sincerity.
Don't try this at home.
The true sincerity. That's mom. I'll give you 100 examples of like this. Of where you can try to do this will never work in modern day. But a person who's real, who is authentic, like Rabbi Shaul Lehman, this is an authentic person here, Rabbi Isai. So he does something, you pay attention. It's the real deal. It's a guy like me, you know, whatever, it's not going to go. Vaita. A nachash is not dangerous. If it bites, no big deal. Aval akar of a scorpion, if it gives you a bite, you're done. It's all over. Curtains. Paisik, stop. The person falls into a den of law. You're going to roll down. And look at that. You open up your eyes. And where are you? You're surrounded by the Bronx Zoo. What?
Now we're talking about
it. Nafal. Legoy, okay, I'm sorry. A guy falls in, legoy vadoyas, a married man, he had chasna, and his wife was waiting at home for him to give him supper, and he falls to the den of lions. Don't go home and tell the wife that you can eat up his portion. Don't tell his wife you can have his portion of dinner. He may still come home tonight. You know, like testify that he died. You can tell his wife you can eat his portion. He's not coming home tonight. So what do you see from this? You see over here, even when it comes to nechoshim, even nechoshim, it's a serious matter. Shani chasam the agav itzisa maske. A nechosh will only harm you if you press on it, if you pressure. So you fall into nechoshim.
Right on top of them.
You're chopping with them. But when it comes to when the guy is diving through an esha, you don't bother the snake, it won't bother you. Mimela, don't stop in the middle of the shun. Other out, put a carrot. It's not a good idea to stop because you're going to stop, you're going to chop it. Amar, Yitzchak, Rosh Avadim, Paisik, person see oxen. If you see oxen coming your way, stop. Because they're very dangerous.
Stop,
Davi,
run.
Right. An axe that never caused damage, don't get friendly with it. 50 amas. If you see an axe, the bullfights there, out there somewhere.
It's amazing that guy knows when the animal's approaching him. So what kind of animal is that?
I guess it's a record.
He didn't know,
artificial intelligence. You have a smartphone. It's registered. It tells you in the offender, all the offenders, right away knows, right away the GPS. Kimlo Enaf. Tana Wilam Shadabi Reish Torah Bidikula. When you see the head of an axe, Bidikula, in the Dekel, Dikula, what's a Dekel?
Basket.
In the basket, Slakely Igara, run to the roof. When you see, wait, Dikula is the basket, what do you mean the basket?
In the feeding basket,
so right now he's not doing any harm. The axe is eating his own food. So he sees a nice axe. He's pleasant. Run away. Run to the roof.
What is it about eating from?
Nothing. It means that the animal right now is not bothering anyone. So therefore, it's innocent. It's not going to harm you. No. Selek ligara. Go up to the attic and remove the ladder. Because this axe, when he finishes eating in the basket and he wants dessert, you are the dessert.
As long as there's lab dafka, you should just run,
get out of there. Don't go, even if the axe is pleasant, he is in a good mood, run, because he's going to eat you up when he's finished. Amar Shmuel, Hanimil Bashar Shachar, black, only if it's Schwarz. Uvyami Nisan, it's in the spring, they're in a very good mood. Means a wild donkey. A chamor, a donkey that's wild. Show me where this aroid is.
It's not a stab there, it lived in a hole in the ground.
So it's a snake. certain type of snake.
Some kind of animal.
All right, it's Matsasi. Rashi says, "Behalach dels amri b'marava kishaaroid noishech es adam."
Okay, it's a what?
A roid is sometimes a snake. I don't know. It's a snake. There's a rule. Which one gets to the water first? You ever hear this medrash?
It's a product. It's a claim of nachash and itzav.
A nachash and itzav. What's itzav?
The sherets had them with a
frog, a crocodile. It sounds like a crocodile or a frog.
How can you have a claim with a
don't
nachash?
Ask me.
It's like a, what do you call it? A dragon.
A crocodile is not a very pleasant creature.
It's not a chamor. A wild
not a donkey. It's not. It's not an oroid. It's a different creature. It's a cross between a snake and a sheretz. A devil tzardeya, which some say means a crocodile. Some say that tzardeya is a crocodile. You know who says that? Deutsch, the Jewish living museum. He holds that a tzardeya is a crocodile, not a frog. Crocodile. So what then is it tzav? I don't know. Vaita. So there's a famous chazal. Here Rashi quotes it. Which one gets to the water first? You know what this means? What it means? The famous Chazal. Amri b'marav, look at the Rashi. Kishaharoid noishech es adam im ha'aroid koidim l'mayim. I have no idea what this means in the physical world. If the aroid gets to the water first, meis ha'adam, the man dies. Im ha'adam koidim l'mayim, meis ha'aroid. V'nas t'neis ha'b'chanin v'nivka mayim mitachas akevoy. A spring broke forth from beneath his ankles, and water came first, and he was able to get to the water first. Okay? There's some kind of supernatural thing. Person is bitten by an oroid, the clock is ticking.
Where do you see something better?
Rashi!
Oh, the Rashi?
It's a famous Rashi. Famous, everyone quotes this. All this Barvus, this is a famous Yisrael, the Yisugi of Aroid. The Barvus, the Sugi of the Aroid. Everyone knows this. Matsasi b'halachas g'daylois. Look at the Rashi.
I see it.
So now, over there, there's a Maisa Shom b'mokim echad. There's a Maisa. Maisa b'bnei Brak. Okay, b'mokim echad. Show you. I'm the Gemara. Turn around to Maisa. Maisa.
Fine.
He was killing people. Show me where the aroid is. Show me. They show him the hole. He put his ankle on the hole. The aroid came out and bit him. And Rashi adds, and now the race was on. Who will get to the water first? He won the race. He got to the water first, or a miracle happened, and a mayon broke forth and he drank from the water. Umes oisay aroid nitaloi al kisefa. He took the oroid on his shoulder and he paraded through the streets to teach people it's not the aroid that kills, it's the chait. Ve'avil lebeis hamidrash. Amalachem.
It's not Hitler who kills.
Amalachem. Ru'ub bonai. Ein aroid memis ela hachait memis. Ba'oisa shah amu oi loyal adam shapaga boy aroid. Woe to the man, a regular person, not in this madrega. He's not the madrega of Chanim Daisa. So a regular man that meets the aroid, he's not going to survive. But the oiloy aroid is beautiful. But woe to the aroid that meets up with Reb Chanim Daisa. Beautiful, no? Gvaldik. Next. Now we go back to some halacha gemara. Maskid and Gwiz Kashamim, B'Tchiyas HaMesim. Where do you say? Mashiv Luchim Rad HaGeshem. You say it in the Bracha of Tchiyas HaMesim. Ushela, and when do you mevakish? Saint Talam Mato Livracha, B'Birchas HaShanim, B'Avdallah, B'Chin Adohas, Rabbi Kiva Ymer. So they have three additions into the Shemona Esrei. Azkar, Rabbi Kiva says, Oymra, B'Bracha, Revius, Dun Atzma. He says, no, that the Chonin HaDoas, you don't add in Chonin HaDoas into
Atochanatana.
You make your own bracha. Rabbi Leza, Oymer, B'Hoida, you add Atochanin, Atochanatana, where B'Hoida in Maidim, B'Hoida, like Al Hanisim. The same place where you say Al Hanisim, Al Pugim, Al Gros, that's where you add Atochanatana. So what do you learn from that? Hoida. When you give hoida on Chanukah, the Elisha came tonight, you learned the new Yisoid. When you're giving hoida on Chanukah and Purim, you know what you're really doing? You're really saying Atochonantanu. That's really what you're doing. Das, Havdalah, Ben Yisrael Lo'amim. Isn't that Meridik? Mm-hmm. You're talking about Shalom. I always talk about that you taught me. What is the meaning of Shalom?
Laza Green Spanish.
Like what that is the meaning of Shalom? It's to be Menuki Mechait. The three different types of Chatoim. Unbelievable. You taught me. I once said it by Bar Mitzvah. I spent so much time on that Drush. Only because of you, Rabbi Sholeiman. Megalgalin Zuchus. Megalgalin Zuchus. Ali De Zakai. Mihu HaZakai. I was Shaul Lehman, yeah, Marcus Lehman. Weiter, Maskim Gewiss Geschamim. Should we like Adaf Yomi over here? Maskim Gewiss Geschamim, my time, we have a lot of jokes here. My Nando, seriously, no, Maskim
Gewiss. Jokes about me.
Not jokes. We have to lighten up, lighten up the Daf. Maskirin, Gewiss Geschamim, why are we Maskim Gewiss Geschamim, my time? What's the reason why you have to mask him? Mashavich, when I get Shamam, Yosef, and Doch Shashkula, Kitchitza Mason. Rain? Is ki'ilu the tzchis amesim? Lehu liyav kavur b'tzchis amesim. U'sheila b'chash. What do you say? Sheila. The sheila b'chashar my time. Amar Yisrael b'mdoch shi parnasa lefichach reinis. When does vicha kavur b'mdoch shi parnasa? Hadal b'chay nadwas my time. Amar Yisrael b'mdoch shi chachma das. In order to be mavdil between good and bad, kavur b'mdoch shi chachma. But Rabban Amri would say
chacham knows to be mavdil be kodesh l'chol.
Or Rabban Amri b'mdoch shi choyl. Because she chol kavua bebirchas chol. What does that mean?
First opportunity. First
of chol, it's chol in the bracha because the bracha of ata choinein is the bracha you say in the weekdays on Shabbos. The first bracha that we say of the weekdays. So what's the first bracha you say the yimei achol that shows that it's not Shabbos? Shabbos in ata kidashta ata echa yismach moshe or rosh chodashim. The first bracha of chol that's what you say. Right. Arab Yami Gudel Gudel Dea. Dea is great Shenidna Bebtilas Bracha Shalchol. You say the Dea Shenidna Bebtilas, the first item on the agenda. Das, the ability to have now to have das. We Amar Arab Yami Gudel Dea Shenidna Ben Shte Oisiyos Shnemar. It says in the Torah Ki Kel Deres Hashem. Kel is Hashem's name and Hashem Yitke Vavke. And what's in between Kel and Deis? Deis. Deos is sandwiched between Hashem's name on both sides. V'chol mishin by Dea, asur lerachem olav. Shneamar ki loy ambino ischu al kein lo yirachamenu oisehu. Hashem, their creator, have no rachmanis because they have no seichel. Amar. Anyone, if a person has no das, you know, have no rachmanis upon him, and that means you choose not to have das. If you reject, doesn't mean you're following me, but a person that has an opportunity to come to the daf to learn the Torah Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, and he chooses not to come for no good reason, he has a problem. This guy, Amar, oh, dear Shu Hashem b'himotzoi. Amar, Rebbe, don't get me started. Amar, well, also Godel Mikdash Shanitan Ben Shtei Mikdash, also between two Oisios. Shneamar. Pa'alt, I'm taking tomorrow, dear Shua. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Can you do Shua tomorrow? Tomorrow, I have a shiur before the shiur. I wanted to cancel that so I can be here and take dear Shua that time. But they don't want to cancel it because they can't have the email. The whole mindset, I can't cancel that shiur. But I want to go to the dear Shua tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I want to protest. Right. Amar Velaza, God will make the Shanit and Ben Shayos.
What's the name of Shnabi Kiloyas in Binas? Who?
Hashem doesn't suffer fools.
Hashem does not suffer fools. Hashem, and that this, of course, this means the person has an opportunity to learn.
So it's not daf daf going to person to a person. It's on the branch.
Right, but it means that we learn. Mahu rachem zekeli v'anveyu. You have to imitate Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You have to ever. Amar Blazer, God will make the Hashem from the branch of Yisrael. Shnemar, pa'alta Hashem mikdash Hashem. It's zel bezach. Hashem mikdash is in between Yirkei v'Avkei both sides. Amar Blazer, Ad Galam sheish leidea. Because the two ideas and the only two things in Tanakh, in the Gans Tanakh, that you have sandwiched in between the Shemus of Hashem is Deya and Mikdash. So if you have Deya, it's Ki'ilu, you rebuilt the base HaMikdash. Deya Nidna Ben Shle Oisyois, and Mikdash Nitan Ben Shle Oisyois. Masle Rav Arachim Kar Chin Na'a, Ela Miata. Dol Nekama, oh, Nekama, Shniten Ben Shtei Oitzyos, Shenemar, Kel Nekama Is Hashem, Zel Bezach, Amalei, in your right, Bemil Samia G'doy Elohi, that in a Chanami, there's a time in this world for Kina. Kina is not necessarily a bad thing. You have to have Kina at the right moment, the right time. Why are there two Nekamais? It says, where do you have two Nekamais?
A Kanoi, so someone takes Nekamah for Kanoi.
What?
Hashem, Pinchas.
What do we have two Kanois? Where do we have two Kanois? Rashi says, Shtei Nekamais, Achas Lirali Nokei Min Ha'akum, Shlei Kiblu Es HaTayr, V'Achas
HaTayr. Kel Nekamais Hashem, Kel Nekamais Sophia.
Oh. Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Sophia. Hain dem Eblidin Shinikam Zalalol, Achas Latoy Vachas Lera. Latoy Vil Sophia Mehar, when Hashem appeared Mehar Paran, to give the Torah. Our partners, Hashem, Hashem appeared to the Nekama, is Rashi says, Miparon Haifia Vihifkir, Mimoinon Li Yisrael, Shar Shal Shal Shnagach Shar Shal Akum Potter.
Hashem took Nekama for good.
On the Goyim. For our benefit. For our benefit. That he was mafker than the Chosim, and little odd, they'll say, Kel Nekama Hashem, Kel Nekama Sophia, Rashi Haifia, Gila Vihifkir. Vehifkir kishalo kiblu esatayra. So it was the comment was for our benefit, but was for their detriment. Okay, that's what Rashi over here is saying over here. Rashi was saying is this the kelim comes Hashem comes Sophia is for latoiva of yomihar paron to be mafkir. Paron comes of lashon of hefker. What's the hefker for our benefit? And ifia the other ifia is. Fine. And the second ofia is gila v'hifkir kishaloi kiblu ha'tayra. When they were not mekabel the Torah, it's for their punishment, the guy's punishment. So therefore, it's our benefit. That's what it's twice. Next, Rabbi Kiva says, "You say the seven bracha."
Abdullah.
Amar le'Rav Shimon bar Shemen. Okay, Shemen bar Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan. Michli. Anche kineses sagdei lo tikni lacham lichol brachos tfilos kedushos avdolos brachos tfilos kedushos avdolos nechse hechon takin where were they masakin amole betchilo kavua betfila. So this is what happened. Originally they were masakin, the person said atoch they would say betfila no it's havdala. Question is, do you make havdala al koi shel yayin? So originally the takana was that you do not. There was no requirement to make Havdalah al koy shel yayin. You can make it in the middle of the Shemona Esrei and Atachonin Yidon. Heshiru, the Jews became rich. Kivua al kois. They said, no, now on, don't say Atachon Antanu. Take it out. No, don't say it. Only make Havdalah al kois. Okay, they took it out. Henu, they became poor. So what happened? Okay, no more make it on the kois. Now only make it in Shemona Esrei. Chazu v'ukivu b'tfila, but then they became poor. Chazu v'ukivu b'tfila, and then they put it back in tfila. V'hei mamru hamavdu b'tfila, but sarich. Then they said v'hei mamru's later, at a later point in time when they became rich once again, they said, now you know what? Now you got to do both. You got to do both. So it went through a cycle. It first started only in tfila.
I don't see you going back and forth.
That's the Himamru. Himamru is a later dar. It's a later dar, and the later dar has no power to be like the previous dar. Let's review what happened. The Anshe Kinesis Hagadayla started off, and it was only by davening. They had the koyach, and they say, no, it's stop saying it by davening. Only do it by, only make Allah kais. Then they became poor, they put it back into tefillah. Good? So we're holding now, only by tefillah.
And then it became,
it doesn't even say they became rich again, but whatever happened.
Go back to the kois.
But when they went back to the kois, the second machzar,
the
second machzar, they did not take it away from the tefillah. They mama madu book the tefillah, sarich, sheyavdil ala kois. So you have all the stages. Kois,
tefillah,
I'm sorry, tefillah, kois, tefillah, and then both. This is a murder gemar because Yan says Havdalah. Havdalah, no, it's the Takonis Chazal. What am I talking about? Havdalah, Takonis Chazal.
If you're yoytze with
it, it's Svei Dinim. No, you're not yoytze. It's Svei Dinim. There's a din Chazal Masakin Havdalah b'tfila and Havdalah Kais Hayelchud v'Hayelchud. Svei Dinim. Two different types of Havdalah. But you have to understand that Havdalah captures the essence between Golos. Havdalah ben Yisrael lo Amim is corresponds to the four Golios. Golus of Bavel, Golus of Paras of Madai, Golus of Yavin, Golus of Edom. The Golus of Bavel, that was the Golus in Tefillah, the Havdalah that we derived. Then we went to the Golus of Edom, of Paras of Madai was in Al-Kois. That was the story of Purim. Purim was a Mishtayayin. Yeah, Mishtayayin, only Al-Kois. Only Al-Kois. And then we went to the Golus of Yavon. We went backwards. But then Edom, now in Golus Edom, we're going to get out of both the Havdalah as well. There's a lot of deep in Yom over here, the four different types of Havdalah. So Merdei Gemara, there are four different tekufais of Havdalah. Drush, Merdei Gedrush, Itmanami, Onem Chibar Abba. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan answering the Tzadik, the Latik, the Tzadik, the Chum, the Chol, the Brachos, the Tzilu, the results. But Chilu, 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 Chilu,
Chilu,
Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Chilu, Tzarech sheyad l'alakos. Amar Rava u'mois vina nashmayna v'kasha. I'm going to challenge this halacha. What's the shayla? Ta, if you made a mistake, v'lo hiskig v'rus kasham b'tilos. I mean, you did not say mashif haruach.
Because of mason.
U'sheilu b'chashanim machzir. So you have to repeat the shmayna esrei. V'yavdala b'chayin haduas ein machzirin. I say, why not? V'nei sheyachal l'amar l'alakos. So what do you see over here? Stira. Before it said that they were masakin, you must do it. And the language of the previous Machmaim Chazal indicates that you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you don't say Ato Choinein. And here it says explicitly you don't have to do the Shemoneh Esrei if you get to say Ato Choinein Tanu.
Because you could say it on the
Kais. Kais. You're right. Change the Girsa. The reason why you were misled is
that's an option.
You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You're having Charata. Yeah, loitem mibnei sheyachol amra.
It's a rishus.
Ela ema mibnei sheoimra ala kois.
Because you have to.
If you would the grist, it was because loitem mibnei. Wait, what was the kasha? What is it? Go back one line. Hamavdel betfila. Hamavdel betfila. Tzorich. Sheyavdel ala kois. Amar Rava, which is right, the Tavla Hiske, which is Shom, 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 Lomra alakos. Oh, so you don't have to say it. Never the Shemoneh Esrei. No, you do have to be the Shemoneh Esrei. You do have to. Loitem ne'er sheyachol lomra alakos. Ela ema mibnei she'oim alakos. In other words, Chazal is so makpid on you saying atochon antanu. If you forget to say, repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. How you know they're so makpid? Since Chazal went so far to say that you have to say havdola alakos. That shows how choshev it is in their eyes. And therefore, if you get to say the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei.
Bottom line, Itmanami,
I'm going to have to. Itmanami, I'm going to have to. 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 I heard it. I heard him discuss this question. Hamav de Batfila, Tsarich, Shayav de Lakois, Oiloik, Shaila. What's Alacha? Viamulay, Tsarich, yeah. Let's say you do have to do malo. You do only al kais. Reverse. Tani Rabbi Acha Aricha Acharicha Kamei Rabbi Chanichan Rabbi Chanichanina Hamadu B'Tzvila Meshubuch Yoiser Mimi Sheyav Lalakais. It's Mashi. You don't have to do both. One or the other. Mevim Hidul B'Zuvizo. Oh, Yanuchu Loi Bracha Yisal Roishai Haguv Kasha Amarta. First you say Hamadu B'Tzvila Meshubuch Yoiser Mimi Sheyav Lalakais. Alma Tefil Luchuda Sagi. It's enough to do one or the other. So the Gemara says, what's going on? He told me you do one or the other. Once you do one, I've havel lebrachos and etzricha. The Amar Rabbi Timur says, how can you do both? Since over here you're indicating in the beginning of the Gemara that you do one or the other, you need to do both. How then can you say that yinuchu brachos al roishay should consider a brachos and etzricha? So the Amar Rabbi Timur Shlakish, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Shlakish, the Travai, the Kolam Baruch, Brachos Shein Etzricha. Oyver Mishum Leisisa. How can you do then the very sure zach? It's a very gefer chaverot of the Oyver Leisisa.
Machlekes is the rise of the Rabbanon.
Ella Ema Hachi. Im hivdil bezu, v'loy hivdil bezu, yanuchu loy brach tal rosh. In echanam, you change the girsa. Make sure you're careful not to do one not the other, because if you're going to do both, then you're going to be subject to loy sisa. Fine, that's what he's saying. Bezu, loy hivdil bezu, yanuchu loy brach tal rosh. Boy, we may have a chizim rosh, we're talking bezu, 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 maglis, you do nothing. Let's say you forget to say the Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know,
Abdul Kris. And he did work.
How can you do that?
And he did work and he ate.
Oh, you eat. Not work. Eating, working is not is doing eating. Mahu, mahu, amalei ta bezu u bezu chayzel. Listen, that's talking halacha and shulchan aruch. You know the halacha? If a person forgets to say atochon antanu, okay, you don't have to be the Shemona Esrei. Go make Avdallah. But if you eat, if you forget, if you end up eating before you make Havdalah, the halacha is you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. You know that? That's the halacha. It's halacha b'fei Shulchan Aruch. If you forget to say in the Shemona Esrei, atochon antanu, and then you go home and you eat before making Havdalah, you have an obligation to repeat the Shemona Esrei. If you make Havdalah, then you're okay. That is the halacha. I remember, what? No, it does not count. It does not count.
Really?
You have to make a bracha, Havdalah al hakois.
What does not count?
Just saying the words, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. Saying the words, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol is not going to help you. If you eat before you make Havdalah al hakois, you have an obligation to repeat the Shemoyne Esrei and say Atuchon Antanu. That is the halacha. Okay? I remember when I first time I heard that halacha, I said, wow. I thought I knew it all. And this I never heard of. Okay, this is halacha. It's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Right out of the Gemara. Vayte. What is halacha? What do we do halacha l'maisa? One or the other? Is it a bracha shen itzricha? What do you do? Amar alei ki kiddush. We do both. Friday night, what do you do? You make kiddush with tzvila? I make kiddush al kais. So the melo and makish havdal to kiddush. Amar rabin lebelav hilchsam my amar alei ki kiddush makiddush. Avo kav du mekadosh mitzalosi. Make kiddush from davening. Make kiddush akasa. Avdal enami. Avo kav du mekadosh that the mavdu bav mitzalosa. Mavdu akasa. Rabbi Lazar says behayda. Rabbi Lazar says behayda. You make havdalah in moedim. Rabbi Zera Havi Rachiv Chamara was riding on a donkey. Havi Kashak of Yazar Rabbi Chibar Rabbi Nabashi was going behind him. Amalei Vada, is it really true? Is it certain? The Amris, what you said, Mishmeid Rabbi Yachdan Halacha Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yomtov Shachal Yasu Achar Shabbos, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yomtov Mitzoy Yomtov Shachal Yasu Achar Shabbos. Now what did he say about Yomtov Rashi over here says, She'ein Mispalin Atochoinen. Yomtov, Shechal lihiyos achar Hashabbos. You do not say atochon antanu.
We do.
Halacha l'maisa, we say vatodienu. So he says you do nothing. Is it really true? I'm like, in yet, that's taka. Halacha m'chal d'pligi. That's the halacha. It's mashma. There is an opinion that says you should say vatodienu on mitzvah Shabbos, which is yomtiv. V'loy pligi. They don't argue. Of course, they argue. If you believe the Rabbanan, so the Gemara says, well, "No, Amar the Rabbanan Mishal Yimas Hashana." When the Rabbanan said them, then Mitzvah Shabbos, you say Atochel Mishal Yimas Hashana. Beyom Dov Shachal Yisachat Shabbos Mipligi. Why? It's a zilzal, because to say Mitzvah on Yom Tov Vatodienu Atochon Anton Atodienu Yimadul. Yimavdil, there's a zilzal in the kedusha of Yom Tov in Kodesh L'chol. We believe that's a taka. We don't do it. That's the atachon. And if you say atachon, then we would say in Kodesh L'chol. So that's taka. Why we pass like this? Exactly. That's exactly why it's a different nusach. So the Gemara over here is coming to say taka. What the Gemara over here is correct, because we taka do not say mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. Bein Kodesh L'chol. That would be a zilzol. So we have to say a different nusach. And the nusach says Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh. Shachal Yisrael Shabbalik Rabbi Akiva Atuk Plig Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagreed. Atuk Kol Hashanah Kula. Tomorrow says, so what? Just because Rabbi Akiva disagreed, Rabbi Akiva, you should say Atuk Chonein on Yom Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Div. Since when do we ever pass in like Rabbi Akiva? Auto kol hashana kula miyavim like Rabbi Akiva. Hash the nekuv nagel chavasei. We never. Anyway, we don't go like Rabbi Akiva the whole year. So now all of a sudden we should go like Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? The Mishnah says not in my time. The time. Why? What did Rabbi Akiva say? What did Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah say? Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says that you say atochonin as a bracha by itself. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds that mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, you should say a special bracha of Atochone.
Even Mitzvah Shabbos,
which is Yom Tov. So, excuse me, don't bring in Rabbi Akiva into this equation, because Rabbi Akiva says you make a seventh bracha. And we never make a seventh bracha. So, we never make a seventh bracha, so certainly we're not going to go take into consideration Rabbi Akiva on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, no. Taka mitzoy Shabbos. That is Yom Tov. We taka should go like Rabbi Akiva. My time, well, Rabbi Akiva, the whole year, and the tunnel, why the time is straight, taka to Shasrei le taka. Because Chazal Gomasakein 18 blessings. If you're going to say Ato Choinein on mitzoy Shabbos, it's going to be 19. That's why the whole year we can't paskin. But mitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, we're not saying 18 blessings. So there's no harm done in saying 8 blessings and the regular 7. The Tami is Shrei Takun Rabban, the Shasrei Loi Takun, Hochinami, Shav Takun, Tamni Loi Takun, 7 we were Masakin, Tamni, oh, sorry, the Gemara says back, Hochinami, same exact Kam, Chazal Masakin, Friday night, how many blessings do you say Friday night? 7! 7. If you're going to say that like Rabbi Akiva, you want to go bring to the equation, so they're going to be 8 blessings, but we don't go like Rabbi Akiva. Hachinami Shav Takun, Tamne Eloi Takun, Amar Lei, Lav Halacha Idmar, you're right. When we said that we don't go like Rabbi Akiva, that you make a bracha by itself, we never said the word Halacha. We said Elamatin Idmar. There's a, what do we mean? The Idmar, Avdimi, Amar Mishim, Rabbeinu Halacha. The Halacha is what? And Mitzoy Shabbos, the halacha on Mitzoy Shabbos is what? Look at Rashi. Halacha, Madiyam, halacha, darshin, biperko, Madiyam, matin, midrash, darshin, rabbin, avarui, yachid, la sois kebelazar biyam, tashalias, lios biyacha b'shabbos, like a belazar. And what did Rebelazar in the Mishnah say? He should say, Yitaka should say, what did the Mishnah, what did Rebbe Elazar say in the Mishnah? Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah said, the three opinions, he said, Maskidin Rebbe Kiva Meir Brechel Levnei Atzer, Rebbe Elazar Meir Behoidah, Behoidah. So the difference over here is, there are three Nuschais. There is Halacha and Matin. Halacha means that you tell the people to do this.
Right.
Matin means you don't tell them in public, you tell them privately. Halacha idmar, ela matin idmar. Di idmar, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yomar, Mishum Rabbeinu, halacha, halacha. Rabbi Yomar, some say matin. Rabbi Yomar, Rabbi Yomar, moidim. The third nusach is moidim. You have to go this tomorrow, this last piece of it. The three different nusachos. Halacha, matin, and moidim.
I learned the new halacha today.
Come back with you tomorrow. What?
Dinner and lunch, 30 minutes. Are you allowed to touch a dog on Shabbos?
Muksa.
I never knew about
it. Awesome.
I never knew about it until today.
Muksa. Muksa.
What happened to the warm-blooded animals? Nothing yet?
Muksa.